I'm here today with Stovall Weems, the founder and lead pastor of the Multisite Celebration Church in Jacksonville, Florida, which in recent years has been one of the fastest growing and largest churches in America. Through local, national, and international television, Stovall Weems Ministries broadcasts weekly in over 200 countries and can be seen in over 60 million homes across the U.S. Awakening is his first book. Stovall, it's great to be with you today.
Hey, great to be with you guys.
Now tell me, why do the truths expressed in Awakening mean so much to you personally?
The truths in Awakening are really part of who I am, and it's my life message. And that is, as believers, I believe that we're supposed to live from a position of passion and affection for God on a continual basis instead of a position of obligation. So the contention in Awakening is that being passionate and affectionate for God, keeping our Christianity always in a place of want to, keeping Jesus as our true first love, not out of faith, but out of real experience, should be the norm for every New Testament believer, not the exception.
Now, how would you describe the difference between old school and new school fasting?
The difference of old school and new school fasting, it's a big difference. And while the principle of drawing near to God in the Old Testament, New Testament, or Old Covenant and New Covenant are the same, so that principle is the same, really, New Testament fasting is completely different. In the New Testament, we draw near to God to experience more of Him, just to be closer to Jesus. And breakthroughs and miracles and all those things are just a byproduct of that. Which in the book we talk about, this is what being fully awake is when we are walking in this place from a position of affection towards God. And then all these supernatural things that many people read about but don't experience, those are a byproduct of our everyday normal lives. And what fasting does, fasting is one of God's key weapons to get us there and to keep us in that place. In the Old Testament, you see them, they're fasting because of a crisis. They're fasting to get forgiveness, you know, like Nineveh. Well, in the New Testament, we're already forgiven. Jesus has already forgiven us all of our sins. In the Old Testament, you see people fasting. A lot of time it has to do with mourning. There's been a loss, like David's son, or there's been some type of tragedy. Well, in the New Testament, fasting is not mourning. Fasting is celebrating the new life that we have in Christ. And so this whole concept that people have about fasting is mourning, it's sacrifice, it's, oh, I'm in a crisis, so I need to fast. In the New Testament, it's just the opposite. In the New Testament, we fast to celebrate. We fast to experience the feelings that God wants us to feel. We fast just like we pray and we give as a regular part of our lifestyles so that we can walk in full agreement with God from a place of affection and passion. And so there's a colossal difference, and there's a ton in the book about how in the New Testament, people get caught up in exactly what to eat. And, you know, we go into all the different types of fast and stuff. But as believers, you've got to find your fasting zone, I call it. Just like, you know, how you find what best quiet time works for you, what best Bible reading program works for you. You know, all those different things that we do. Well, New Testament fasting is the same way. You got to find your zone. You got to find what works for you. And when you get that as part of your lifestyle, it's a key component in keeping you in that place of passion where you are not serving God out of a have to or an obligation, but out of a want to and out of a place of affection.
So why then is the message of Awakening so applicable to any person who feels worn out, fragmented, aimless, or even out of touch with God?
I think a lot of people think that it's a normal Christian life to, you know, hey, when I got saved, I'm not going to be as fired up for God as I used to. Or, you know, you hear, we've had it hammered in us in the body of Christ that, hey, feelings aren't really important. Don't go by your feelings. You know, there's There's fact, and that's what matters. You know, fact and then faith and then feelings, and feelings are kind of that caboose. They don't really matter. So I have a huge contention that that's just not true. That, yes, the principle of fact, faith, and feelings is true. It is in that order. It's the truth of God's word. Our faith follows. But there are certain things about our faith that our feelings are interconnected to. That's why there's so much in the Bible. It doesn't say serve the Lord. It says serve the Lord with gladness. It doesn't say give. It says give cheerfully. The kingdom of God is righteousness. So there's our faith in the truth and what comes from that. But then it's peace and joy. Peace and joy can be experienced. They are to be experienced in our emotions. God is a God of emotions. We see that throughout the Bible, Him expressing His emotion. We're created in the image of God. So we have emotions, and for too long emotions have been put to the side. We have all these people spending billions of dollars on medicines and drugs and everything to help them with their feelings. So we need to embrace human beings are people of feelings. And if you can't feel God, if you can't experience God in your everyday life, then your relationship with God becomes a little bit, I don't want to say disingenuous, but feelings are what put authenticity and reality in a relationship. For example, if you're a true fan, like let's say you follow football, if you're a true football fan, you don't go to games out of obligation. You know, when your team wins the championship, you're not watching them on the TV and like, man, I'm excited by faith. I don't really feel any happiness because my team won the championship. I'm just by faith, I'm happy because I'm supposed to be a fan. I think way too many people, because they've gotten cold-hearted, because they've gotten pushed down by the cares of this life, that's how their relationship with God is, and they think that's okay, and it's not. So this book is about how to return to your first love, experience God, and believe that that's the norm, and that's the way that things should be. It shouldn't be the exception. And so we give them tools on how to do that. And so I believe that for someone that, you know, they're looking for, man, I want to get back on fire for God, or I'm worn out, or I'm beat down, or I'm cold-hearted, or I just want to go to that next relationship with God. I mean, obviously I'm biased, but I think Awakening is the perfect book for that.
And Awakening is his first title. His name is Stovall Weems. He is the founding and lead pastor of the Multisite Celebration Church in Jacksonville, Florida. Stovall, thank you so much for your time today.